Thank you, brother. That was good. Turn your Bibles this morning to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Ain't any good the Lord saves? Good the Lord saved me. Amen? Everybody say that? Lord save me. Philippians chapter 4. There, Paul wrote this book of Philippians. One verse we want to look at in the fourth chapter for our text today. It's an important verse. It's a great verse. It's a challenging verse. Verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, Paul wrote. Folks, we can too. Amen? We can do all God wants us to do if we'll just do it. Amen? What if Paul hadn't have did what the Lord told him to do? We'd be in a mess, wouldn't we? So Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, which leads me to preach on this morning. I want you to listen. You can do it. You can do it. Whatever the Lord wants you to do, you can do it. Amen? Amen? The work of the Lord is done by people. Did you know that? People like you. People like me. That's who does the Lord's work. People. God chooses to use people. If you look in the Bible, you will see that the Lord always used people in His work. He chose to do that. People. People often you would not suspect God will use. God will use you. Are you available? Are you available? Think about it. For instance, God used a boy named David. He used a virgin named Mary. He used a deceiver, Jacob. He used a tax collector, Levi. He used a demonic man. We don't even know his name. He used a barren woman, Sarah. She'd make a nation. Amen? God can use you. And that's what I want to emphasize. You say, well, I can't do that. If God wants you to, you can. Amen? You can do it. You can do it if God wants you to do it. You can, not behind, I can't do it. God says you can. You believe He can? Yes. Amen? If God can make a donkey talk and a fish to swallow a man, He can make you able to do His will, no matter what it is. If God can make the world out of nothing, He can surely do something with you. Oh, folks, God uses people. People just like us. People you wouldn't suspect God uses. If God wants you to do something, you can do it, but you must trust Him. Must put your trust in Him. Depend on Him to accomplish it. God doesn't ask us to do something on our own. He don't just send you out to do it the best way you can. But you have to go out to do it and trust Him to get it done. Yes, God's not asking us to do it on our own, but to trust Him in what He puts in our hearts to do, no matter what it might be. It could be a thousand things. God don't always use everyone for the same thing. He only needed David to kill the giant. Amen? He needed only Jonah to feed the whale. Amen? Yeah. I've read where only a small percentage of people are willing to take on a task for the Lord in churches. Oh, it's down in the low 20s, a percent of people in the average-sized church is willing to do anything for the Lord. I can't do it, is what people say. I can't do that. Oh, I don't have time to do that. I don't know how to do that. These are some of the excuses people give. Hey, I've done it myself. I've done it myself. The Lord called me to preach. I can't do that. I don't know how. Hey, we have excuses. God is calling us to trust Him in what He puts and calls us to do. You might be surprised what you could do for God if you'd make yourself available. Have you ever said, Lord, use me? Ever how you want to use me? Might get surprised how God could use you. Often God puts in our heart a desire to do something, but we must be willing to go ahead and do it. Step out in faith. Tell the Lord, I want to serve you wherever you want me to. Is that a little scary? Tell the Lord, I want to serve you wherever you want me to serve you. Don't tell the Lord where you want to serve. No, but tell Him to use you where He wants to use you. And don't get frightened or panic when you find something in your heart tugging at you. Maybe the Lord's dealing with me about this or doing that. Just trust the Lord. What God wants you to do, you can do it. You really can. And you'll be glad you did when you do. You'll be glad you did when you do. God's not looking for professionals. No, He's looking for people who are willing. Got to be willing. Let's look or consider several in the Bible God used. Remember Moses? We were studying about him some today. You know who Moses was? He was a stutterer. He couldn't talk. He was a stutterer. Remember, there used to be a singer, a country singer many years ago, that he couldn't talk, but he could sure sing. Hey, God can use you even if you can't talk, because He's God. Yeah, Moses stuttered. He was a guy who couldn't talk. Exodus 4. Turn in your Bible to Exodus 4 this morning. And look down at verses 10. Exodus 4, verse 10. And Moses said to the Lord, Oh, my Lord. He saw a burning bush and he stopped there and was looking at it. He said, I'm not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I'm slow of speech, and I'm a slow tongue. And the Lord said to him, who made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Whatever your characteristics are, God made you that way. But God's over those ways, amen? Now therefore go, I will be with thy mouth, God said, and teach thee what thou shalt say. So Moses said, Lord, I can't talk, and I don't talk fast. But in a few days after that, God delivered all the Jews from Egyptian bondage by the hand of Moses and Aaron, his brother. And Moses is one of the greatest men in all the Bible. But he couldn't talk. That didn't pan out too good, did it? Because God made him able to talk. And God gave him his brother to go with him. Yeah. Remember Gideon in the Bible? And Gideon, you'll find in Judges chapter 6 about Gideon. Looking down at verse 11, let me read a few verses about Gideon, who said, I'm the least in my father's house. I'm the least. I'm the most unlikely one. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. He tried to encourage him a little bit. And Gideon said to him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? Why have we got so many problems and so many enemies if the Lord is with us? And where be all his miracles which our father told us of? Saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. What Gideon wasn't admitting was how they had forsaken the Lord. Amen? And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. We studied about them today in our Sunday school lesson. That same nasty crowd, Midianites. Have not I sent thee, God said to Gideon? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor, Manasseh. And listen to this. And I am the least in my father's house. How in the world are we going to be delivered from the Midianites? And I'm the least one in my father's house. How's that going to work out? Gideon felt unworthy. He felt incapable of doing it. And he was. But later God told Gideon to take 300 men. 300 men with lamps. And one night they lit those 300 lamps, and the Midianites beat their sails. Amen. Folks, you just got to be willing. You just got to be willing, Brother Chavis. Just got to be willing for the Lord to use you. I'm the least one, Gideon said. And yet, he obeyed the Lord, and they just lit some lamps in the night, and it scared the Midianites to death, and they attacked their own self. Folks, God just wants to use us. God just wants to use us. Amen. God wanted to use Gideon. He wanted to use the least. Listen to this to me. Listen to me. God wanted to use the least qualified person to get the job done. Isn't that something, Johnny? Makes me want to cry when I think about that. God's not looking for the most talented person to do his work. Sometimes he does. But a lot of times God just uses the average Joe. God wants to get the glory by getting the disqualified. Amen? You see, I'm afraid we got too many today wanting to look the glory for themselves. God's supposed to get the glory for what's accomplished. We're not out here to try to make a name for ourselves. We're out here to do the Lord's work, church. Don't ever forget that. We're here to do the Lord. Hey, the Lord didn't even have to use us. He didn't have to save us. But he did. This is often what we miss. God's not looking for the qualified. God's looking for the willing. God's looking for the willing. Are you willing? If God uses you, don't let it go to your head. Don't get all puffed up and think you're something special, because we're not. We got to be humble that God would consider somebody like me. These are just two men in the Old Testament that God used to accomplish his purposes, to bless his people with. In the New Testament, when Jesus began his earthly ministry, he went down to the seaside and called some fishermen to come and follow him. Think of that. He's told them, if you'll follow me, I'll make you fisher of men. They probably didn't even understand what all that encompassed. I'm sure they didn't. They found out, though, didn't they? I like fish. Brother Chavis stopped at the beach the other day. I got my wife some croakers. Great day in the morning was them things good. But they can make a stinking mess, can't they? Especially if you leave them out in the sun a while. Fishermen to be disciples of the Lord. Rough, tough guys. You know, they're smelly. You ever been around fishermen that down at the beach where that's what their job is? Hauling all those fish in? Yet the Lord could use anyone that's willing to follow. God can use anyone. Just got to be willing to follow. It still amazes me when I read about those men. Jesus just walked by and said, follow me and I'll make you fisher of men. Them guys dropped their net and went to following the Lord. I never did read where any of them regretted it. Yes, the Lord can use anyone that will follow him just like he did these men. These men were given the ability to heal the sick. Don't you know that thrill those men? Cleanse the leopards. You think about them old leopards. Their fingers falling off. Their hands falling off. Their ears falling off. Their noses falling off. Their eyes falling out. That's what happened to leopards back in them days. And them disciples could heal a leper, Brother Chavis. Raised the dead too. Yeah. They also got to see the Lord raise the dead. Perform many other miracles. Why? Because they were willing to follow him, trust him. You know what's going to be wonderful? If we be faithful, we get to heaven, we'll see effects of our ministry that we don't know nothing about today. You will. You don't know about a thing in this world about it today. But when you get to heaven, we're going to be surprised. And besides that, what's even more important? You just got to be willing to follow the Lord, to trust the Lord. That's the key right there. Let's talk about sufficient grace. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, Paul said, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Folks, helpless. When we're helpless, God's not helpless. Amen? My grace is sufficient for thee. It's made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, Paul said, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. God gives us grace if we'll just be willing, church. God's grace makes the difference. Amen? We just got to remember our calling. We got to remember who are we serving. Folks, we're not serving just man. We're serving the God-man. He just wants us to be faithful, be willing. We can do it. We can do it. He said we could do it. He makes us able to do it. We'll keep trusting him. All Paul knew was the Jews' religion when he met the Lord. Oh, did he know the Jews' religion backwards and forwards and upside down and inside out. He knew the Jews' religion. He believed in it. But God's grace changed him. God's grace changed him. God can change us too. If we'll trust him. Amen. God helps us grow up. We start off as sinners, lost, undone. Then we become babes in the Lord. Babes. Helpless. But the meat of the milk of the word, and then the meat of the word helps us to grow. God's grace helps us to grow. If we're willing, we can do it. This week, as you go about your activities, hope you keep on your mind you're serving the Lord wherever you're at. And remember this, you can do it. You can serve the Lord. You can serve the Lord. You can be live a victorious life for the Lord. You can be an overcomer for the Lord. You can do it. The Apostle Paul knew what it was to experience hardships while serving the Lord. But Paul said, God said, my grace is sufficient for you. You just keep trusting me. You just keep serving. All he needed to do amidst all his suffering was to trust the Lord. Life does get hard. For some it gets harder than others. But God does not forsake us. Remember that. No matter how hard it gets, God don't leave us. And we can do it when he's with us. Amen? I must be going to get a test this week. Amen? Sometimes it's difficult to serve the Lord. But we just have to keep on and keep on. And God will encourage us along the way. I remember David said one time, he encouraged himself in the Lord. Remember, the Lord is with us. And we can do it. having great accomplishments or getting a lot of compliment does not always follow doing God's will. That boy's not going to be famous like Billy Graham. Most of God's servants, you don't know a thing in this world about them and what they're doing. Many of them. A lot of the missionary work, we don't know a thing what's going on with them people, but they're doing great work for the Lord. It's not about being famous. It's not about making a name. It's about serving the Lord. It's about doing the will of the Lord. It's just being faithful where God puts you at. That's what God wants, be faithful. Don't worry about being popular, being famous, getting credit. God's the one keeping the books, keeping the record. But you can do it. You can live for the Lord, be faithful to the Lord, and serve the Lord. That don't always mean being a preacher. There's a thousand other things God wants done by His people, folks. God's will is for all of the disciples. God's will was for all of the disciples, listen, to be killed. Except John. Tradition says he was thrown in a pot of hot oil, but that didn't kill him. He lived to be nearly 100. Peter questioned the Lord about it one time. Lord told Peter how he was going to die. And Peter wanted to know about John. The Lord said, hey, you just go up there and do what I tell you. I'll take care of John. God's will was for the Apostle Paul to have his head chopped off. God's will may not always be pretty, but God knows what He's doing, and He gives grace when it's needed. I tell you what, in the days we're living today, there's no telling what we're going to be called upon to face. Amen. We got some wicked people in this country today, folks, and they're chomping at the bit. They're plotting. They're conniving. They're undermining. We better be praying, church. Amen. We better be praying. Yes, sir. You can do it. Amen. You can serve God and do the will of God if you will. We're going to be faithful. God enables. God does not leave us alone. And all this COVID-19, He's not forsook us. He's not forsook His people. He's still with us. We got to trust Him to protect us, look after us. The greatest satisfaction in life, listen to me, this is important what I'm about to say. The greatest satisfaction in life is doing God's will. Doing God's will. That's the greatest satisfaction. Let's talk about the challenge for a minute. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, boy, here's a good verse. 1 Corinthians 15:58, the challenge. Therefore, my beloved brother, be ye steadfast, unmovable. That's the way we Christians got to be. Steadfast, unmovable. No matter what, I'm going to keep serving the Lord. Isn't that what the three Hebrew boys said that time? When they wouldn't bow down before that old idol? If you don't bow down, we're going to throw you in the fiery furnace. Okay, throw us in then. Amen. They got thrown in. Hey, they walked out without the smell of smoke or fire on them. Amen. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. We're to keep busy serving the Lord as long as we can put one foot ahead of the other. Amen. I noticed this week, Charles Stanley has finally, at age 88, resigned from being the pastor of his church. And he said many times, I don't believe in retiring. And he said in his comments, I'm not retiring from preaching. I'm just retiring from being the pastor of the church. Let somebody younger take over. But I'm going to keep preaching. Amen. Folks, we've got to keep on serving the Lord. When you're a Christian, you don't lay aside being a Christian. You be a Christian till they lay you in a coffin somewhere. Amen. You don't retire from serving the Lord. We don't retire from serving the Lord. The Bible says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What you're doing for the Lord is not vanity. That has meaning and purpose. You can do it. Keep serving the Lord. Keep living for the Lord. Serving the Lord can be discouraging. That's why so many people get out of church. They get discouraged. You know why a lot of that happens? They're not doing nothing for the Lord, Brother Chavis. They're not doing anything. They just want to come and let somebody else do everything. Hey, folks, give yourself to serving the Lord. On the job, wherever God puts you, be faithful. Witness. Encourage somebody else that's trying to do something. Serving the Lord can be discouraging. When we get serious about serving the Lord, we will find friends will leave us alone sometime. Do you know that? Have y'all ever witnessed that? You serve the Lord, some of your friends, they don't want to go to church. Ain't that something? Oh, this strange thing, just serving the Lord and people. Yes, some friends may try to get us away from church into their worldly activities. That works a lot. A lot of people succeed in that. Get church folks out of church. Hey, we're going to go this place or that place. We're going to have some fun. Yeah. Hey, going to stand before the Lord one day. Is that going to be fun? I put on the sign out yesterday, out front. I changed the sign, the remarks on it. One of the remarks is this: you're going to meet God. I thought that was a good one, as my daddy used to say. You are going to meet God. Everybody rides by the road and that sign's showing that. Every one of them is going to see that. You're going to meet God. That might make them say, Another quote says, you're going to kneel one day. Going to kneel. We might have people going around to choose another route. Go to town. Amen. Hey, look, listen, folks. Hey, you can't get out of it. You're going to meet the Lord one day. We're all going to kneel before the Lord one day. Be best we kneel today. Yeah. When we are, when God is wanting to use us, be aware of this. If you want to, serve the Lord, do the Lord's will, you know what's going to happen? The devil's going to come along and tell you, you don't have time for that. You can't do that. The devil's going to say, look what you're going to miss if you take that job. Yeah. Boy, he's a slew foot. He's a liar. Amen? Yeah. The devil's going to put up roadblocks, keep you from doing anything for the Lord. Hey, if you give too much money, you might not pay your bills. Amen. Amen. He's going to point out all you're going to miss if you get too involved in church or the Lord's work. We must keep our eye on the Lord, church. We've got to keep looking up because he's looking down. Hey, he's looking in. He's looking at what our attitude is. Where's our focus at today? How much time do you spend thinking about the Lord as you go through today? We must keep reading our old Bibles, amen? We must keep praying and believing. I was telling Brother Chavis the other day, we went somewhere. I said, I used to, when I was trying to play baseball and I was pitching some of them people he used to know years ago, I was playing with them over at Pembroke. And when them guys strode to the plate, you know they could hit that ball. And I said, every time I throwed the ball, Brother Chavis, I was saying, Lord, don't let them hit that ball. Amen. Because I could tell when a man could hit a ball when he went walking to that plate. I could tell it. There was just something about, I just had that instinct. I could tell it if they could hit it. You know what? I didn't give them anything good to hit if I could help it. Amen. Amen. And boy, did I love those days with those guys. Oh, we enjoyed so much fun. Yeah, we must keep praying, church. We got to keep praying. You can't pray too much. You can pray while you're working. You can pray while you're driving. You better be, amen. You better be praying while you're driving. I was going down to home from somewhere the other day, and I went to make a left turn off Wart Mill Road, and my blinker was a blunk, 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 blunk. And as I was fixing to start turning, I looked at my rearview mirror, there come a bullet behind me. Man, they were flying. And as I was turning, apparently he didn't see I was turning, and he had to go down in the ditch to keep from hitting me in the rear end. He was a flying. Right there at home. Oh, great day. Better be praying while you're riding, amen. Amen. Yeah, remember what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. We got to keep fighting a good fight of faith. We just got to keep living for the Lord. The Christian life is a fight. It's a struggle. Temptation. The devil. Wicked people. And don't get discouraged. Church people get you discouraged. You know that? Church people get you discouraged. They're supposed to be in church and they're not in church. It hurts, Brother Chavis. It's like one of these here big old anvils blacksmiths used to have to beat out something on right there when people don't show up. That's the way preachers feel. You got to keep going on. Got to keep going on. Why? The call of God's on you. Amen. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Don't ever forget where God brought you from.
Amen.
You know where you were at one time? On the road to hell. That's scary to think about. We were all on the road to hell and didn't even know it. And look at the people on the road to hell. They don't care today. They don't even care. And some don't believe it. You don't want to live in this world's hog pen. Live for the Lord. Live for the Lord. In Ephesians 2:2, Paul wrote, "Whereto in time past ye walked according to the course of this world." We live just like the world, even as young Christians. That's what's bad. I was a Christian, but I was carnal and worldly. "Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." Oh, the people that don't know the devil's got them and lead them right on down to the pit. Keep praying for them people right there.
Amen.
Keep praying for them. Keep praying for them. You want to keep your eye on heaven. Keep your eye on heaven, church. Keep looking up. Keep your ears. What are we going to have trouble that can't hear when the trumpet sounds, you reckon? Oh, I believe we'll hear that sound. Amen. I believe our hearing of him be improved that day. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, keep your eye on heaven. Keep your feet on the straight and narrow way, church. You want to hear the Lord say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Don't you want to hear that more than anything? I don't think there's anything going to be any greater if we can hear the Lord say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Well done. Well done. You know what used to tickle me? Daddy be gone somewhere. He'd leave us children at home working out in the field somewhere, and he'd come out there and he'd see what we got done. And he had that chewing tobacco juice dripping out of the side of his mouth, you know, and he had that grin on his face because we had got so much work done. Folks, it's going to be good to see the smile of God. And hear him say, "Well done,
amen,
my good and faithful servants."
Yes, sir.
Remember, you can do it because Jesus is with you. Yeah. The Holy Spirit's with you. He's in you.
Yes,
and the Father loves you, so don't forget. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4 and 5, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ." We got to watch our thinking. Yes, you can do it. And don't you forget it, church. Ask the Lord to use you for His glory. Tell the Lord to let you be His story. Tell the Lord to let you bring Him glory. Don't serve the Lord to get something. Serve the Lord to do something. Remember, if you're saved, you belong to Him, and you can do it. And Paul said in 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye may always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. You can do it, church. At the end of your life, you can say with the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. God bless you. And remember, you can do it. You can serve the Lord. Just trust Him. Love Him. And see if you don't hear Him say, well done, one day, my good and faithful servant. Loving God, thank you for this time. Thank you for this Lord's Day, this opportunity to gather together once again to worship the God of eternity, the one that spoke it all into existence by the word of His power, the God that redeemed those that were sinful and lost by the blood of His only begotten Son upon a wooden cross outside of Jerusalem. Praise God for the grace of God. And then You would work with people to share the good news of salvation to all who would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless Your holy name, we pray, in the Savior's name. Amen and amen. May the Lord speak to hearts today, challenge hearts today. Our altar's open today. Anyone needs salvation today, we're all invited to come to the Lord and lay our burdens upon Him. Cast ourselves upon His mercy and His grace. Offer ourselves to Him to be used for His name's sake and for His honor and His glory. And you can do it. He said you could.